Welcome back to Ask the Educator, a podcast for all professionals involved in medical device processing and sponsored by Healthmark Industries. The education team here at Healthmark has 280 years of combined experience in areas ranging from sterile processing, endoscopy, OR, biomed, to hospital and industry leadership. Our goal is to leverage our collective experience to answer one of your questions each episode, giving you the practical tips you need to succeed in the evolving world of device processing. My name is Kevin Anderson, clinical educator here at Healthmark, and I will be your host. Let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Ask the Educator. This is episode number 52. 52 for a weekly podcast, which means it's been an entire calendar year, and it's been a fun ride. And with me on this episode is Stephen Kovac. Stephen, welcome back, and thanks for joining me on this number 52 episode. Really appreciate all your help with this podcast over the past year. So glad to be doing this one with you, and look forward to getting into this one.
Hey, Kevin. Thank you. So it's been a year, and I want you to know that being a child of the 70s, this year has reminded me of a song by one of my favorite groups. They're in my top five, The Who, and it's Going Mobile. And for those of you who haven't heard that song, when you're done, go listen to it, because it's about buying a van or a car and going mobile and meeting people and being free. And I think that's what this last year, to me, one of the terms everybody says, we got to learn to pivot and move and change. We have become mobile with education, and I would, at least for us here at Healthmark, and I know many other people, how we look at providing education is changed, will change. And the podcast is one of them. And I do want to take this time to give some shout outs of, there's this guy named Dwayne. He's called the Dental Cop. He's been doing podcasts for about 4 years, I think, maybe even five before others. And everybody knows of Beyond Clean. They were doing these before they became popular within our field. And there's Isham that are doing it. There's a lot of other people who are doing podcasts or live webinars. And during the pandemic, when a lot of us were, departments were closed down, how do you get CEUs? How do we communicate? And mobile is one of them. What do you think of the song and the thought on what we've been doing here, Kevin, as we celebrate 1 year of doing this? Think I threw a curveball at you of coming up with a song?
Oh, for sure. I love music, love music. But for whatever reason, maybe it's that I'm a child of the 80s. I cannot for the life of me recall the song. So I am going to be one of those people who look this song up after this show. So okay. I look forward to it because I love music. But I think it's, you bring up some great points, and the terminology is almost irrelevant. We all know what we've been through in the past year. But one thing that I couldn't agree with more is the fact that an entire industry, and I'm sure other industries out there, have done a lot of the same things, and that we've, in just the course of a year, improved the access to valuable education and the sharing of experiences in a way that had never really been done before. And to the volume that it has been done has just been tremendous. I mean, I remember being a staff nurse or a manager and being just in shock when I had a director say, hey, we're going to go to an industry conference this year and we're going to dedicate money to do that every single year. I was floored when that happened. And now in the past year, you've had that level of quality education being brought to the masses through, as you said, the webinars or even full-scale virtual conferences. I know the experience is a little bit different, but it's definitely more accessible. Whether you prefer in person or not, it's something that anybody can access pretty much. And to that end, it's been a very positive angle on the past year. And obviously this podcast was a spinoff of the very same thing, the very same circumstance. And the podcasts are great because, you know, you can listen to them on your commute. You can listen to them on your break. You can listen to them at your leisure. And to me, I'm not a big radio guy. As much as I love music, I love listening to the music I like, and mm-hmm. I don't like listening to commercials too much. So I like the idea of podcasts where I can listen to content I care about and when I want to. So hopefully it's something that other people can really latch onto and really, you know, digest some really good information on demand when they want it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, you know, I mentioned there's a lot of different groups from Isham, AORN, and everybody's had to pivot, even ECRI. Amy was doing webinars and that before. We've been doing them with OR Today and Becker's and a lot of other groups. But I think everybody has their own business model or their own way of doing things. And for us, it's about getting education and thoughts and ideas out there. And I think what I'd like our listeners, hopefully they look at Healthmark, and I mean that's who we work for, and I do drink the Kool-Aid, but I will say this, when I worked at a major hospital, even like Henry Ford, and I'm allowed to say that, I don't work there anymore, that's where I went for my healthcare. I believed where I worked and what I did, and hopefully other people who work at a facility, if they're able to, that's where they take their family. And so what I think Marianne and Ralph and Healthmark has allowed us to do is to try to connect the dots right now of our educational offerings. So I'm going to take something as simple as water quality. We're able to help people connect the dots of education. So we have a podcast that deals with water quality, but we also have a webinar we've done on water quality. You put those two together, and now you get to get a picture of the importance of water quality. And then we have some white papers or articles written by other people we can share. So people now have a way to understand better what they're doing. And I think what's very, very important is we're trying to get people to understand reprocessing is a science. And I think back how I was told to run a sterilizer, press the dot, make sure it goes to a red line and everything else. We have to understand why we're doing things properly. And more importantly is we have to start critically thinking. And that's what we're trying to do is give people information along with everybody else. And how do you filter? And there's different ways to do it because we know we're going back to live presentations, but going mobile isn't going away. So the state groups have had to go mobile. I think there's Wisconsin is doing one, Michigan, California's been doing them, but we've had to adjust, and now we're going to be readjusting again, but this information is still needed, and we've got to make sure we continue to give people good, solid information. And that's what I believe we've been doing with our podcast, Kevin, as we look back on our first year. And one of the other things is, I know you've got some things too to say, is we've tried to bridge the gap. And I'd like you to get our friend Harry back. He's been on a couple times, but to get people to understand there's so much going on in the world and how can we dovetail that information and for all of us to get better and just make it better for our patients and better for our staff. So I believe we're doing it. In fact, I know we're doing it based on the questions we're getting and the feedback. We're not perfect. We're still learning, right, Kevin?
Always. And hopefully you're pretty intentional about learning as an individual, no matter where you're at in your career. But I like, what you said in terms of bringing Harry on, somebody from Europe, and people from around the globe, because in these podcasts, and you're bringing in guests from all over the place, from all different experiences. And the idea is to try and learn things from other people's experience, because not one person can have all the experiences of all of us as a collective whole in the industry, and we can help build each other up. And that's basically what we're trying to do. We're trying to share what we've learned and apply that to the framework of our standards or our departments or whatever it is, to give people a picture of what they can be doing right in their immediate span of influence, whether it's their own practice, whether they're a leader or a manager by title, it doesn't matter. Any of this stuff hopefully will be applicable in some way and bring some light into those different experiences of people throughout the profession that normally you might have the conversation on the in-person conference, you know, maybe on the expo floor or maybe at a dinner afterwards. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to do that, you know, but these podcasts and webinars, people are sharing their stories. You're getting the experience of getting to know people in a different way. Maybe it's not, you know, for better or for worse, whatever, but it's there. And hopefully people are enjoying it. Hopefully people are learning from it and, you know, getting better at their craft.
Yeah, I you know, it's very interesting. I went back and listened to our first episode, and we have been true, I think, to what we said. We want to get information out to our fellow professionals, and that's what we're doing. And you know, we do have the ability to see where some of our listeners are from. We have some friends in Thailand who have listened to every episode, and I want to put a shout out there. And there's also a big following to our friends out in South Africa, and we have it, you know, in Belgium and all over the world. But it's what's very, very important is that how do we get this information, and people want it, and they want to know what's going on now everywhere else. And we saw that in some of your earlier interviews, that the impact COVID had on everybody, and it's still having an impact. We're not fully open, but you talk to people in Toledo, what they were doing in masks, when U of M and, you know, single-use masks are now being reprocessed. Harry talked about it. We had Adam on. It's just trying to continue to share information to help us all be better. And that helps for better patient care. And sometimes I believe we forget, but have to remember, not everybody is in a medical facility that's a major medical facility, because there are people, I'll use the term here in the U.S., are rural, one or two OR suites, and they don't have everything, but they still have to reprocess their instruments. And we do have people who, I don't know what other term to use, but a third world country that have to reprocess with not everything. So how do we make sure we're all doing it right? And if we understand the science, to use what tools we're given to do the best job we can. And again, we're going mobile. We're going to continue going mobile, and some things will change and adapt, but that's what we do every day in our job, is we're working and they bring that trauma case in. We pivot, we move, we get what's needed there and go back to what we're doing. And Kevin, I want to tell you, you've taken this on. Okay, I drink the Kool-Aid. I admit it. I drink the blue Kool-Aid from Healthmark. You got to take what I say with a grain of salt. But Kevin, what you've done, you've got a new skill set in how you interview people. I want to commend you. And I love talking to you, and you know that I'll chatty Kathy, but I want to say you've done a great job, and celebrating a year at number 52, you know, I think it's great that we're going into, after this, you'll have number 53 and hopefully doing this for years and years to come, you know?
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the kind words, Stephen. And obviously, you know, I've been the host of the podcast, and people don't see there's a lot of work behind the scenes that goes into these things. But I've gotten tremendous support obviously from yourself, but also from the rest of our education team. And it's all really appreciated very much. And hopefully we've been able to bring something of high quality and of value, even though I know and readily admit I'm by far a seasoned professional at podcasting. But it has been fun. It's been a great project, and hopefully people are getting something out of it. That's really all I wish for, is that people are enjoying it and learning in a different way that's valuable. And it's been a great ride and a lot of fun to work on it with you as well and the rest of our team and all the guests too. I've learned a tremendous amount. You know, for those of you who didn't check out the I forget the number of the episode, but the one with Audrey and we talked about brush testing. That just blew my mind that there was something like that going on. Obviously at Healthmark, I have no idea if other companies are doing that where they're testing brushes and for their efficacy and all of that. I mean, that's just amazing to me. I've learned a ton in the past year, just bringing different guests on, the doctors from U of M and,
Yeah, that was interesting, wasn't it? That was not to toot our own horn, but boy, that was what they're doing there and how they put the science in. They work together as a team, and that's what it's about, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it's been great. I hope everyone's getting something out of it. And just want to thank you again, Stephen. It's been fun.
Yeah, well, you too, buddy. And good luck with who's ever going to be on number 53. As you start your second season two, I guess, or whatever. I don't know how you call it, but keep sharing the knowledge. And to our listeners out there, let Kevin know what you want to talk about. And if you feel you've got something to share, we'll gladly figure out how to get the information or maybe for you to be interviewed. It's about sharing your knowledge. And don't be the squirrel who keeps all the nuts. Share those nuts of knowledge with everybody else. So that's how I'll leave it, Kevin. And again, thanks for taking this task on and sharing knowledge with people. Okay?
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure.
We'll see you, buddy.
That wraps up our 52nd episode of Ask the Educator. That is one full year of a weekly podcast, and what a great year it's been. I just want to thank the Healthmark Clinical Affairs team for making this project possible. I also want to give a special shout out to all of our guests that have volunteered their time to be interviewed on this show in order to share their knowledge and experience. So a huge thank you to Michelle Hosty, Jackie Daly, Harry Alsorin, Adam Okada, Dr. Kay and Dr. Roberts, Rod Parker, Tony Monaco, Bernie Spencer, Nancy Chobin, and Damian Berg. I consider it a great honor to have had the opportunity to interview all these great people in our industry. I look forward to many more going forward and hope that our listeners will continue to learn and grow from it. I know we have over 30-some, probably close to 40 countries listening into this podcast. So I want to thank all of you out there who are listening. Please continue to share any questions that you may have with us and continue growing in your practice as a sterile processing technician. All opinions expressed on this show are those of the presenters. Before using any medical device, it is important to review the device manufacturer's instructions for use.